Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you could certainly afford a lot of heat, or you could probably just buy a house somewhere really warm if you win the Powerball. The next Powerball is Saturday, February the 4th, $700 million. It feels like, you know, every couple of weeks now we're talking. It seems like it's changed in the lottery. It feels like we're always building some huge jackpot now. And so when, you know, Powerball goes to like $700 million plus, and then somebody wins that, and then it's right in time for Mega Millions to start growing to a couple hundred million. It just seems they go back and forth now. But, you know, these conversations are always interesting to me. I don't know why, but, you know, what if you did win? What if you won? What if you were the one in 275 million and did it? So why don't we talk about that a little bit? You know, we bring in Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti here on Brian and Company. I know it's February, but I haven't talked to you in the new year. Happy New Year, Heath. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. Happy New Year to you.
So I don't know the range of things you can sort of discuss here, but for me, the first thing I think about is, say you win the $700 million. If you take the lump sum, they say it's $375. What do you actually get if you live in Connecticut? Like, what would you actually get for a check?
Yeah, you're going to get a lot less than that. I mean, so you got to consider taxes, right? You're going to be the highest tax bracket. So federal, you're probably paying about $140 million in taxes off of that. State and Connecticut, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about $25 million. So that's $165 million in taxes, which is certainly a lot. But, you know, you're still netting about $210 million. So that is not a bad payday at all. I mean, we're talking Tom Brady money here, and you don't even have to win those Super Bowls.
So you're talking about, okay, so that's really helpful because I used to do the one-third strategy. I always assumed that whatever the number is, divide by three, and that's what you actually would get. But it's actually even a little less than that. So if you win the $700 million, you take the lump sum option, you're walking with about $210. So instead, the $700 is $210. Now, I think I could get by on $210 million. So
could you?
Yeah, I don't think I'll complain. But the other thing you think about is, okay, so whether it's a big check the size of, you know, your car or just a check or a wire transfer, you get $200 million in one swoop. What do you actually do?
Well, hopefully you do the right thing, and hopefully you're a good steward of that money. I mean, that is a huge financial shock to the system.
But can I go to TD Bank and put it in? And can I put it in an interest-bearing account and have it be secure?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's got to go someplace. I mean, you know, now you're certainly over the FDIC limits if that bank goes out of business or something like that. So, you know, you'd probably want to end up spreading it around eventually. You don't want to keep it in one place over time.
Huh. We're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti. Just, you know, preparing you out there for the possibility of you winning the $700 million Powerball. Are there any sort of do's and don'ts? I mean, obviously. And I also am curious, I mean, how do scammers get wind of you? I mean, does that stuff happen like immediately? Just give us some context about how that happens.
If I was that person winning the lottery, I mean, the first thing I would do is to be quiet about it. I mean, this is not something that I would be shouting from the rooftops and telling everybody around what happened. I would probably be changing my phone number or even scrubbing any type of mention of my address from social media or any other location. So I'd be quiet about it, and I'd sort of take a deep breath and gather myself. And you want to copy that ticket, take several pictures of it on your phone so you have some proof of it, and secure it. Put it in maybe a safe or, you know, a safe location, and gather your team, right? Start to gather your team, whether it's an estate planning attorney, a financial advisor, an accountant, to now start to build a plan to what to do with that money. And so all designed around protecting yourself and doing the right thing and being a good steward of that money.
I don't know if you can answer this, but like, how much can you give like a family member without them having to pay taxes on it?
I mean, most people out there can kind of virtually give a family member or anybody else any amount of money. There's an annual limitation of a gifting exclusion, which I think is, you know, in the neighborhood of about $16,000 these days each donee, each person that you can give money. However, if you give more than that, you just have to file a little bit of an extra form on your tax return. And it sort of comes off, the excess over that amount comes off of your lifetime tab. And everybody has sort of this lifetime tab, which is, you know, in the neighborhood of like $12 million. So most of us out there can virtually give anybody any amount of money. Now, you know, we're talking about somebody that wins that $210 million. They start, you know, giving out, you know, $50 million or $100 million to a family member. That's a different story.
Right. But you can go buy your sister a new car or something like that and not worry about some big tax implication or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not that it would matter if you bought a, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 car and need to pay some taxes on it. But, you know, we also, at least people in my generation, saw Brewster's Millions. You can manage to spend the money if you really and blow all the money. Heath, it's fun conversation. We appreciate the time. Of course, Johnson Brunetti, I'm sure can help you out if you win too. Heath, thanks so much.
Anytime, Brian. You have a good one.
Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.